Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here's your host, Dr. Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director of CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. Well, today in our program, we have a very special guest here, and it is my brother in Christ that I have known for 20 years. I first met him way back in 2003, and I've been able to come and visit his country several different times throughout these years, and I'm so thankful that he is here in the United States, and that is Emmanuel Mikasa, my brother in the Lord, my fellow co-worker, and he serves as a national director for Child Evangelism Fellowship of Uganda. So Emmanuel, thank you for being here on the radio program.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's so good to have you here. Well, actually, we were continuing our time together in our interview last week where people were hearing and meeting you, and you were bringing greetings from Uganda. And you were sharing last week on the radio program how the Lord brought you to Himself in 1999, and you came and you confessed Christ as your Lord and Savior, saved through Jesus Christ, who's the way, the truth, and life. And the Lord almost immediately, right after college, brought you into the ministry step by step. And now you are serving as not just on staff as a missionary, national worker, but now you are the national director and have been so since 2015. And you have seen through the years that you have served and now as a national director that the staff continues to grow, and you're reaching, if I'm correct, you have 32 staff?
Yes.
And you are reaching all together through all of your ministries close to 650,000 children through these 32 full-time workers. And one of the main ministries that you have in Uganda is the school ministries, where you can walk right into the schools.
Yes, exactly.
And you can reach children just any time of the day, of any age, and you have all the children in the school. And so last week you were sharing that your goal for your staff is that, yes, add workers, but also add more schools. Maybe if you're in 777, over 700 schools, and your goal is to be in over 1,000 schools, and reaching right now, you're reaching about 500,000 just through the school ministries. But your vision is to reach as many as the Lord would bless you with, and maybe 1,000,000 children just through your school ministries. But you do other things, so you school ministries, but you have other ministries. Share with our listening audience other ministries that CF Uganda staff and volunteers do in their ministry.
Thank you very much. We do many other activities to see that we can be able to reach the children in all corners of the world. Because just as to remind you, CF Vision is every child, every nation, every day. Because we want that every child will be able to hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Mm. We do have what we call good news clubs. Good news clubs are being arranged in the community. Because of the way we have in our country, we always do these clubs on a Saturday or a Sunday. Mm. We have what we call party clubs. Party clubs, like now we are going for the Christmas parties. Right now we are organizing Christmas party workshops so that every child will be able to love to come in a party. So we give the teachers the materials that they can be able to use so that they can be able to use to teach in a Christmas party. We have also what we call five-day clubs that are organized in holidays, that children can be able to come and hear the gospel for 5 consecutive days without even missing a day. Mm. We have Larry's. We also have camps. We do many ministries to see that we can be able to reach every child every day in our country.
Amen. Now, right now, we're getting ready for Christmas. And you mentioned a couple things that you are doing. Mm. So tell us what, there's a special emphasis that our president of Child Evangelism Fellowship International president is Brother Jeremiah Cho. And so he has a vision for these Christmas parties that are happening not just here in United States, not just in Uganda, but all around the world. So tell us what your staff are doing, maybe even right now, to get ready for Christmas.
So we want to see that we can be able to do as many party clubs as we can. We are having 13 local areas. That within all those 13 local areas, we want that we can be able to train more people. So we have just as every staff so that we can be able at least to train some people who can be able to do clubs. Mm. Our target for this year is so that we can be able to train around 3,000 people on how to do the party clubs.
So let's think about that. So you have 32 staff that are serving in 13 local areas throughout the country of Uganda. And Uganda is about the same size as the state of Oregon.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So we have 32 workers and 13 areas serving around the size of Oregon state, but the country of Uganda. Mm. And these staff are going to be conducting 3,000 workshops, teacher trainings?
Yeah, the people we want to see that at least we can be able to train 3,000 people to be trained through the Christmas party workshops.
Okay, so you're doing these 300 workshops to train the 3,000
Yes.
Okay, volunteers. Okay, I get that. Okay, that makes sense. And then these people, through these 300 workshops, 3,000 people trained, will reach how many?
So we want at least every person trained that they can be able to pair up and they do two clubs.
Okay.
And our target for this year, through the Christmas party clubs, we want to see that we can be able to reach 330,000 children through the Christmas party clubs.
Wow.
So that's our target.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's a multiplication.
It's a multiplication that we want to see that more and more children can be able to know the true meaning of Christmas. Because everyone in our country, they celebrate the Muslim, the non-religion, they do celebrate Christmas. But they really understand what Christmas is. So we want to teach them the true meaning of Christmas.
Mm. Same here.
Yeah.
You know, everyone celebrates Christmas or pretty much. But a lot of children, the knowledge of who Jesus is and even what Christmas is all about is we're losing that ground. And a lot of times it's just even that baby in the manger, they don't understand that is Jesus, God, the eternal Son that came, God incarnate, fully God, fully man in one. And he came to live for us, a perfect life for us, so that he could be that perfect Savior to die on that cross for us, to take our sin, our sin bearer, so that then he can then clothe us with his righteousness through faith alone. And so it's a gospel message that the children, around the world, that they need to hear. Now, these Christmas party clubs are held where? Where are you going to be teaching the children? Is it going to be in churches or?
Most of the clubs are being done in homes.
Homes.
People who are being trained, they do those clubs in their homes. They can also get schools. They get a neutral place where they can be able to gather the children.
Mm.
So we do those party clubs in different parts.
Okay. Yes. And just to let our listening audience know what they are doing in Uganda, we are also doing here, maybe not the same multiplication that they're going to have over there, but we are going to be having Christmas party clubs held around the state of Illinois and also here in the Peoria, Central Illinois area. So if you're interested in reaching out to children in your home, in your community, through your church or your ministries, we would be glad to equip you to give you everything that you need to share the good news of the gospel with the children so they would know the Lord and Savior and trust in him. Now, what caught my eye, we just had this past week recently, the World Day of Prayer for Child Evangelism Fellowship, and you put on there as a prayer request an item for prayer that you're also having before Christmas, not only a Christmas party club outreach, but you're also having like 10 different Bible camps. What's that all about?
Oh, we do Bible camps. We don't have a fixed place that we do the camps, but what we do in our country, we organize and we get a school. They give us premises so they can be able to arrange. So during the holiday, we can be able to organize. So what we have just done right now, out of the 13 branches, 10 of them are going to be organizing a camp in their area. So in the month of December, every local area, among those 10 local areas, they'll be organizing. They'll get a school and they organize and they bring children and you stay with them for a full week.
A full week?
Yes.
Wow. And the children stay overnight at the school?
Yes. Because
were they bored?
Yes. The way the program runs, with the children, we get one counselor with 7 children. So they stay with them throughout that day and even at night.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that is wonderful. Well, it sounds like for you and for your staff, the months leading to Christmas is everything about the gospel.
It's very, very busy because after the party clubs, we are going to what we call Christian Youth in Action. That's in January. So the months of November, December, and January, those are the most busiest months that we are having.
Now, that throws a curveball for me a little bit because we have Christian Youth in Action too, but our Christian Youth in Action is in the summertime, what we call summer. But over there in Uganda, I know it's like 80 degrees year-round. So, but you're doing your training in January because your school system is different over there, right?
Yes, yes.
And so you do your training. And then what? You train these high school, college-age students. Mm. And then they what? They go out? And what did they do?
So after the training, the Christmas Christian Youth in Action party, they have to go and organize 5-day clubs.
Okay.
Because we do it in the month of January, because December and January, that's when we are having a longer holiday, when they are having 2 months. So they can be able to have a training for 10 days. Then after that, they can be able to organize 5-day clubs in the different parts.
Okay. So basically, when your school is off for their holiday, bigger break, that's like what our summer is for us, is that's when your break is for you. I get
yes.
it. Okay, I understand. Mm. So like we do backyard Bible clubs in the summertime. You're doing those 5-day clubs, what we call 5-day clubs too, at that time. So that is wonderful. How many young people do you have that serve in the CYIA approximately?
Last year, this year in January, we had 126 youth.
Can I just have 10% of that? Oh, yeah, yeah. Wow. We could do a lot of ministry if we even just had a part of that. Well, you know what? Our time is just flying. I know you are here for about a month in the United States, but you are getting ready to go soon, and I'm going to be driving you to Chicago to O'Hara Airport to take you to – you'll get on and fly back to your home in Uganda. But there's also, in addition to the SPAN, the Sponsor National, where you've been talking to people, you also have two other projects that you wanted to let people know about. Mm. Just share with us, we only have a couple minutes, about these two projects that is a big need to help them. It's not just something that you want, it's that you need to help further the ministry. Just share with our listening audience about those two projects.
Oh, thank you very much. We are constructing the National Office and the Training Center. Mm-hmm. We have started constructing this building for a long period of time. But right now we are on the second floor. We want to put the third floor. So my prayer that the Lord will be able to bring partners that we can be able to finish this building. The cost that's needed is $100,000 so that we can be able to put on another floor. Another thing that we had one car in the ministry and it was burned last year. And right now, we are praying that the Lord will give us funds so that we can be able to replace, which needs around $40,000. So I'm appealing to the audience that they can be able to pray for that, and they can be able, for those who can be able to even to support us, that we so much appreciate, because those are the things that are going to help us to see that we can be able to reach more children in our country. Mm-hmm. When we have a training center, we'll be able to train more people, then they'll be able to multiply. With the car, we use it to transport the materials, we use it in camps, we use it in very many other activities, because that's the one that transports us. We have trade shows and many other activities that we use our cars.
Mm.
Yes, please.
And also, we were able to raise about some money to send you those 7,000 Bibles, and that's what you use, that truck,
yes.
that vehicle.
Yeah.
So we just praise the Lord for all that He has done and just how the gospel is going out through all those ministries, through the school ministries, the Good News Clubs, the party clubs, the 5-day clubs, and that literature distribution, even those Bibles to the children. And it's all about sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, which is what Christmas is all about, but also it's about what every day is to be about, is proclaiming the good news of Christ. So thank you, my brother. Thank you for being here. And thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
I don't want to forget, so please tell me again.